This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is Hot Start.
And you've been warned.
Yeah, okay.
And speaking of a warning, we've got Vic Krause.
That's not a warning.
Yes, it is.
That's wonderfulness incarnate.
No, it isn't. If you saw how he rode a motorcycle, you wouldn't say that.
I'm going to say the motorcycles are scared.
We don't want to talk about that right now, do we?
No, we don't. No.
Good morning, Luton Brothers.
Morning.
Good to be here with you all. Yes, indeed.
Yes. And, how's it going up there?
Oh, it's delightful. I'm just really glad I left my truck windows open last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I opened the door, and it was like Niagara Falls.
over the
threshold. Yeah. And plus, on top of that, it was a water night. So the wind blew our camper door open at midnight. My wife got up. The wind was blowing in at about 100 miles an hour, and the whole inside of the stairway is all wet. Oh, my Lord. It was
great. You've just had a night, haven't you?
Interesting evening. So,
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, but things are going good. Hell, we've already blown out a couple of tram rides this morning. People were up and at it, and the grounds, like you said, dried out amazing.
Yeah, I was thinking we were going to wake up to Mudfest, but it actually looks pretty good.
We're looking real good.
Yeah.
Yesterday, big day for the trams, but I got to tell you something that really knocked me out. I haven't spoke much about it, and I don't know if you guys chatted about it before, but that Warbird simulator building, the one that Youth Education Center where they put up all those Redbird simulators so the young fellas can go in there and be fighter pilots and jocks.
Do they have one for the old guys?
You know what? And that's the interesting thing. It's only for 18 and younger.
Okay.
No seniorish people. So I got a fake ID.
Yeah.
But they caught me. And no, I want to say those guys running that simulator, it is totally cool. They got two or three P-51 Mustangs, and they got two or three F-4U Corsairs, which, of course, was the big show yesterday.
Yep.
They had the Corsairs up in the air. But how cool to be able to go into that simulator building and fly and try your hand as a fighter pilot. So
you got to get us in there, man.
You know what? The fake ID didn't work for me. I'm not thinking you're going to do much better.
I'm much more handsome than you.
Anyway, yeah.
And I don't have gray hair.
I don't have hair.
I don't have any hair, exactly.
So, man, I would tell all the young guns out there, man, you got to make it over to the that Youth Experience Center. And it's right at the north end of Fighter Town. And the way you can see it is they have a blow-up eagle. That thing must be 15 feet high in the air, the inflatable thing, and it's a big old eagle with the claws. And
well, that should be easy to find.
You should be able to. It stands as high as the building itself. And I would tell all these young fellas and gals, just go and look for the Quonset hut. But I'm sure none of them even know what a Quonset hut is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a building that ain't got a flat roof. It's like round,
yep,
you know. So,
yep.
But anyway, look for that eagle and go get yourself. Dimension, it was free.
F-R-E-E.
Yeah, 18 and under, young guns only. That's what we got going on over there. So,
well, there's going to be a lot of parents standing around waiting today.
Yeah, you know what? The parents, there's a guy there just a little bit to the west with a functional 50 caliber dual. Did you see that thing?
No.
Whole setup? I mean, it's, you know, like... It's the real thing. He's got all the mechanism and everything.
No, I just love your recreation for the radio audience.
Yeah.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are on the live feed that saw that, we want to apologize.
Anyway, how's that? What are your tram numbers? Are you blowing away your records?
You know what? So yesterday was challenging. We sheared an axle. Busted off a wheel, drug it halfway across the flight line, and had to go, you know, get jacks and jack it up, retransport the people, and fix the cables that got broke. Anyway, we quick like a bunny. My co-chair, Joe Gelhar, what an amazing guy with tools in his hand. And another guy, Mike Pollack, just joined us this year, first-year volunteer. And he's got 150, I mentioned him before, 150-acre farm down south of here. This guy can fix anything.
He's a farmer.
The guy can weld grass.
That is a talent.
So anyway, between Mike and Joe, they pulled rabbits out of a hat. And it's really ironic. You know where they broke down finally and it came to rest? Right in front of the gift shop.
Of course. I
swear.
Jeez. We planned it that way.
Right to the very end. You know, it was perfect. But no, so a challenging day yesterday. But get this, we still managed just south of 30 tours.
Wow.
Even with, you know, the breakdown and then running the last part of the day with only a single car. But no, great day. We had no incidences of any folks going into any distress. We did bring a couple in to cool them off, but it was a good day.
Now, you were talking about setting up misters. Is that...
That'll be next year. We're going to try and do that. Get a big water buffalo tank. And we got... Yeah, we're going to do that next year. So like Disneyland, they cool you off a little
bit. It'll probably be cold.
We're also planning... You know what we're talking about last night? Coming up with a different system that doesn't create these lines of 150 people to where we pre-register them, this and that. We have a big signboard out in front. You can see from a quarter mile away saying tram number 13 loading now. Mm-hmm. And let them go out and actually migrate around through training command, maybe go over and loiter at the Fighter Town area. But they can look and see, oh, hey, they got the button. I'm 13. It shows 13 loading. Then they come back and spend very little time, just a pre-ride brief, and then on the tram.
Sounds
instead
good.
Of this line stuff. I can't bear to see these people standing in these long lines.
So you're going to have like TSA, the Tram Security Agency, registering them.
Yeah, and it's not going to be that much money.
I love you, Rhett. You should be doing stand-up, yeah.
When I can get you speechless, I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fun.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So what's going on in Warbird's Review today? Anything special? Oh, wait a minute.
Ah.
Prior. Saw American Airlines departure this morning.
Yeah, saw it.
Was that the honor flight?
Saw it go. Yes, I did. I was out there when they left. And that was just after 6, I think.
Right.
Yeah, I watched them take off on 1-8. Saw them go.
There you go.
So they're in the air. They're probably halfway there by now, maybe. Yeah, halfway there.
Did you have a full plane?
It sure looked like it.
Wow.
I saw faces in all the windows, so, I mean, that means something.
That's impressive.
Yeah. No, that's pretty cool. They do a heck of a job. That's another group that doesn't get enough pats on the back. The people that put that all together. My dad had that ride in Detroit a number of years back. My hat's off to them people. They do a hell of a job.
Yeah, that's quite. So we just thought they were drying out the runway with those big fan jets.
but anyway, cool deal. Yeah, no, everything's wide open today. Full throttle down at Warbirds. All 12 zones are red hot. Gift stores jamming, 9 o'clock, the gate goes up, and the place is a mob scene the whole day.
I want to know when you're going to bring an A-10 into Warbirds in Review.
You know, I thought that was on the schedule. I thought an A-10 was on the schedule. What I really enjoy is the fact we got a big Vietnam area. That is really cool. A lot of Heelys, helicopters in there, and a lot of Vietnam guys are brothers in arms that are collaborating and... you know, telling their stories, a good area to go visit.
Yeah, it's hard to believe how long ago that was.
Vic, question for you.
Yes, sir.
Bataan finally made it in, the Lockheed Constellation. Now, you guys were supposed to have a special review for this aircraft. Have you rescheduled that? And if you have, when?
The word on that is supposed to come out after the exec meeting this morning. So after 9 o'clock, I should get the word from Fisher. What the heck they're going to do.
So, Sarah, I can neither confirm nor deny.
That,
yeah. Do I sound like I'm from Washington, D.C. all of a sudden?
Yeah, no, you'd never sound like that because you make sense.
once in a great while, if you ask my volunteers, they would question that remark. I knew.
Yeah, but you make what you lack in common sense, you make up for in sheer energy.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. If I go fast enough, I'm a moving target they can't hit.
And everybody follows you because you're going somewhere.
Yeah, it's like them pyro guys. If you see me running,
try to keep up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's always great to have you here.
Always fun. Really. Always
All
fun.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, boys.
Well, wait. We got one more minute to talk with you.
Yeah.
Do we have another minute? Wow.
Yeah, how did
we
do that?
Stretching it out. Yeah, that was good.
I don't know. We could talk slower. Wheels.
So, Vic, what's going on?
Slow that 78 record down.
Yes,
or
exactly.
33 down to a 78, whatever they do.
So, you guys are looking for volunteer help always?
Yeah, you know what? We'd love anybody that's interested in coming along and becoming a volunteer for this Warbird Tram Tour. We're always looking for narrators, folks that actually tell the stories on the back of the tram and give the people that they're the. I wrote that story or an article in Warbirds magazine, the July-August issue, and I recognized the heart and soul of our operation are the narrators, and they're the folks that know the most about the aircraft and can convey it. So we're looking for narrators. We'll certainly take drivers and support people are always welcome. Absolutely.
Okay, so stop on up there.
Please.
All right, Vic, I want to thank you for joining us. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.